وإذا الأرض مدت وألقت ما فيها وتخلت وأذنت لربها وحكت. And when the earth stretches forth and casts everything that is in it, it becomes empty. And it listens and obeys the orders of its Lord, and it must do so. يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم. The day when man will proceed in scattered groups to be shown their deeds. They will proceed in scattered groups to be shown their deeds. خش عن أبصارهم يخرجون من الأجداث كأنهم جراد منتشر. They will come with humble eyes from their graves as though they are locusts spread abroad. And we know locusts, they usually stay together. But at the same time, they almost fight each other. They hit each other because they're dumb insects. So that when they hit each other, they just fall down. And mankind, day of judgment, they will come like that. They'll be everywhere, scattered everywhere. Naked, uncircumcised, barefooted. As Aisha said, Ya Rasulullah, naked? They'll see each other? He said, the affair is much, much more stronger on that day. How would they be? لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِي. On that day, everyone will have enough to be careless of others. They will not care about their neighbor. Every single person on that day will be busy with his own problem. Am I going to live in eternal bliss? Am I going to live in eternal damnation? It's not an easy situation. It will be the greatest day that you will go through. It will be the gravest and the most fearful day. Why not? When it's going to be, man, a person's life will be decided on that day. It will mark a new beginning for each and every individual. And this new step will be either, like I said, eternal bliss, Allahu Akbar, Allahumma ja'alna min ha'ula, or eternal damnation. There's no third. It's either bliss, paradise, or it's either hellfire. There's no other way around it. There's no in between. And the unbelievers on that day, they will be in extreme grief when they know, when they see that they have lost the everlasting life of bliss, of all the blessings of paradise. It will just increase their grief and their remorse and their sorrowness. When they see paradise in front of their eyes, but they're not going to enter paradise. And then they see the torment right in front of them. أو تقول حين ترى العذاب لو أن لي كرة فأكون من المحسنين. He should say, the unbeliever, when he sees the punishment, the torment, I wish I had another chance to go back to this earth so I can be among the good people, the good doers. أو تقول نفس يا حسرة على ما فرطت في جنب الله وإن كنت لمن الساخرين. Oh, lest it should say, oh, grief to me, woe to me, how undutiful, ungrateful I was to Allah Ta'ala by not obeying His commands. And indeed I was among those who mocked the Quran, the Prophet, and the faithful believers. And then he'll start biting his hands. The kafir that day, creatures, brothers and sisters, the kafir that day will begin to bite his fingers, his hands. He will lose control. Wallahi, he will lose control. He'll be in a state of bewilderment. He'll be confused, shocked, stunned. He'll be lost. And he will say, as the verse says, وَيَوْمَ يَعُضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَكُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَفْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنَ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. The oppressor will bite at his hands, as Allah says. He will say, wish. But wish is too late. Wish for what? Wish for what? After what? After you were warned and you rejected? Wish that I had taken a path of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Woe to me! Would that I have not taken a path with so and so Indeed, he has misled me. He has led me astray from the reminder, the Quran. And Shaitan, who in reality led him astray, is ever a deserter to man in the hour of need. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. And whoever does an atom's weight of good shall see it. And whoever does an atom's weight of evil shall see it. An atom's weight! You mean, subhanAllah, how insignificant, how trivial to us is an atom. An atom which is smaller than a particle of dust. And you cannot see, we are living now on earth. And around us there's billions of particles of dust, which we cannot see only if it is exposed to sunlight. Dust cannot be seen only if it is exposed to sunlight. And that atom is smaller than the dust. Even through the help of the most powerful microscopes in laboratories, we cannot see that dust, that atom. An atom, dear creatures, an atom. How small is that atom then? And that atom, whether it is itself or similar in weight, good or bad, will be folded in front of the man on that day and shown to him. Thus, if he's done good, he will receive good. And if he's done bad, he will receive that which he deserves. And there is nothing parallel or similar to it in measure in the life of this world, except one thing. Nothing parallel or similar to this measure in this world except one thing. What is this thing? It's a beautiful thing which we must all have. It's the believing heart. The believing heart. For wallahi, brothers and sisters, the believing heart is sensitive even to the atom's weight of good or bad. Even to the atom's weight of good or bad. In other words, a believer does not see anything insignificant. No matter how small the sin is, he fears Allah. He will keep away from it. He will keep away from it. And if it's good, even though it's an atom's weight, he will approach and do that. Good.